Blog Talk Radio.
Well, my brothers and sisters, we're back. Yes, thank the Most High. We're back again, yes, indeed, for another episode, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed, and I'm your host, Edim Yah, of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. So very, very thankful, yes, indeed, to the Most High for the opportunity to be back with you here again, to speak these very precious words the Most High has granted me for the blessing of His people. I welcome you to the show. I thank the Most High, yes, indeed, for every ear. Yes, indeed, for every ear that He brings near. For the Most High has told me, my brothers and sisters, yes, indeed, He has told me that I have, for His cause, some very important things for Him, even for the blessing of His people, that I must do. Yes, my brothers and sisters, I said that I must do. I didn't say that this was commissioned to everyone, that they could, even for that matter, perform this task. Because, my brothers and sisters, the task that I must perform is one the Most High has guided me unto instruction to be able to do. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, the Most High has told me that, again, I have some very important things for Him that I must do. The Most High calls prophets to speak what others would or could not. The Most High has told me that because of what I must do, He said to me that I would accrue some very powerful friends. Yes, very powerful friends as well as enemies. But He told me that in doing for Him that which He has asked of me, that I would have His protection. It's His protection and His guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I am indeed utmost thankful. Most High has told me, yes, indeed, He's told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, indeed. That I must tell you things that men, yes, my brothers and sisters, that men in so many ways, treacherous. Men in so many ways, my brothers and sisters, not knowing what the Most High planned from the beginning as the eventuality. And desire so often that men never know. Well, Most High told me I must tell you those things. Those things that men have done everything they could since the dawn of human fall. To keep men in bondage, my brothers and sisters, they've hidden these truths. They've done everything they could since the dawn of human fall to preserve so many diverse, polluted, and perverse, wanton, vain standards. Yes, everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence. And if they could, my brothers and sisters, I said, if they could, they would destroy. The Most High has not forgotten His promise. The Most High will surely perform. He will surely bring to bear everything that He promised from of old that He would do. If a whole world forgets, becomes deceived, falls away after other alternate expectations, unto all that which He has promised, my brothers and sisters, the Most High will surely yet, in all things, I say He will surely yet, in all things, still yet be true. Blessed, therefore, are they who will comprehend this. Blessed are they who have this word as a faith. And the Most High has promised that He will make a full end. I said He has promised for salvation's sake. That He will make a full end of all those miscreant standards and ideals that have work to deceive His people after a multitude of what have been polluted, partial, and hypocritical, social, cultural, political, and pseudo-religious standards. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, I can only tell you, the Most High has planned, He has surely forsworn that he would bring to bear all that from the beginning he, I said that he, from the beginning has conceived. And for him to complete in all things that which he has declared, my brothers and sisters, it does not mean that in any way his intent is to preserve or perform any of the diverse standards of men. In other words, what I'm saying you say to you concerning this is that men have all manner of differing ideologies they would snare men to walk after, calling it in some way, form, or fashion an allegiance. Every nation wants people to believe that the eventuality concerning those constructs that they have called government is that the Most High will bless those who are party to them. My brothers and sisters, humanity has been contentious after a multitude of diverse standards since the dawn of the fall, and there's only been warfare ever since. My brothers and sisters, peace. Did you hear, my brothers and sisters? Peace on earth indeed will come. Yes, indeed. Peace, my brothers and sisters, indeed will come. But it will only come, my brothers and sisters, when only that which the Most High has called viable remains. Pure and perfect standard offers one choice. Peace will come, my brothers and sisters, when so many of the diverse standards that men have upheld will be proven only, I said only, to be utter vanity. Blessed, I say blessed, my brothers and sisters, are those who will understand this. Well, let us move on, my brothers and sisters, because I'd like to explain that of which I speak. I would pray the Most High that he grants the minds of men. Yes, indeed. That he grants the minds of men to discern the eventuality that the Most High declared from the beginning that will at last bring peace. I said that will at last bring peace upon this earth. I'd like to give a look tonight for one place. How about the scripture that we find in Isaiah in the 8th chapter? I said Isaiah in the 8th chapter. How about starting at around the 9th verse? I'd like to read the consensus that's found in these verses out to about around 9 and 8. Very, my brothers and sisters, very important. Powerful bit of scripture when understood in the context of all that it implies. I said Isaiah, in the 8th chapter, praying that the Most High open the mind, comprehend the blessedness of what therein is contained. Okay, here we are. Isaiah, 8th chapter, the 9th verse, reads in this wise. Give me a moment. I would like to set up a few things so it would be easy to go through this. A few other verses. Some level of rapidity. Here we go. Okay. Isaiah 8:9 speaks to the various nations. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. Why are they varied nations? Did you ever ask that question? the nations are varied in their allegiance they call men to. Obviously, because their foundation has not been true, perfectly true, to the will of one. If it had been, I repeat, my brothers and sisters, if the foundation of all the nations had been true to the will of one, there wouldn't have been many nations to begin with. So let us consider. Shall it be that a multitude of nations having alternate, differing foundations, different expectations, different zeal, shall they, my brothers and sisters, in their differing agendas, be one? Shall they cooperate? Think about it. Does every nation on earth desire that every other nation but itself be exalted above it? Or does each nation, my brothers and sisters, aspire to claim some form of primacy in the earth? I want you to think about it. Every nation on earth even claims in some way that it has a right, my brothers and sisters, to control its people according to the designs of those who founded those various nations. The Most High, my brothers and sisters, say that the earth belongs to a multitude of varied rulers, contentious in their differences against him. You ever stop to consider, my brothers and sisters, that the Most High never intended this world? If man had only been true to what the Most High declared from the beginning, this world would never have been subject to a multitude of different rulers, argumentative, prideful, self-righteous, declaring all manner of vain or worthless standards, which by no means could bring peace, which by no means could bring atonement with the Most High. Think about it. What is implied by the scriptures that we're about to read here? Isaiah 8:9, it says, associate yourselves, O you people, speaking to all the nations, and you shall be broken in pieces. In other words, your plans shall come to nothing. Give ear, all you far countries, all you nations are far off. Gird yourselves. Say that you will be strong, and you shall still yet be broken in pieces. You are already, Most High is saying, a multitude of curses, divisions, not true, and the purity that is would be the result if they who rule these nations, establish these nations, were true to the spirit of Yah. Gird yourselves, he say, you should still be broken in pieces. If you take counsel together to say that you shall succeed, it shall still come to naught. He's speaking to all the nations as they are presently administered. If you speak a word, Most High has already declared, it shall not stand. And it speaks, my brothers and sisters, concerning those who are true to that which the Most High has declared as a chosen people of a covenant. It says, for Yah is with us. Please, my brothers and sisters, don't think that means the people who are on that territory sworn in allegiance to the variant ideologies that are now in the territories that men call Israel today. Most High speaking in this regard, my brothers and sisters, to a people of faith who know that the Most High will accept no standard that has been polluted by any of the false gods, the strange gods, the false standards, the polluted perceptions, the partial perceptions of men, which are not the result of a full working of the Holy Spirit. The Most High seeks to teach his people by his Spirit all things, bringing all things to remembrance, forgetting nothing, which basically means, my brothers and sisters, that since the Most High sent forth his Spirit to teach all things, bring all things to remembrance, rebuke all sin, all the fallen and polluted standards that keep a world divided, all the fallen and polluted standards, my brothers and sisters, and allegiances, it caused men to be prideful after vanity, after nothingness, after immaturity and injustice. The Holy Spirit seeks to rebuke them all. My brothers and sisters, if men were functioning in every nation after that spirit, none of these various nations or divisions of mankind would even have come to exist. Most High considers, my brothers and sisters, I'm going to tell you now, in so many ways, all of them falling short of his glory. None of them righteous. No, not one. Most High has already said he'll make a full end of all nations, wherever they have scattered his people. But his people, my brothers and sisters, will be those who will, though presently in the midst of all nations, will be brought back because not, listen to say, my brothers and sisters, not because they have hearkened to the various rulers of the earth, but because, my brothers and sisters, they have hearkened and been led and guided by Yah himself. So, think about it, my brothers and sisters. These words, are they what scriptures tell us in advance? The Messiah himself must awaken to, according to the promise. You will come forth one day saying these words at 8:11. Most High spoke thus unto me with a strong hand and instructed me that I should not walk in the way of this people, not walk in the way of the nations. None of them are the kingdom of Yah, my brothers and sisters. There's a greater standard to be sought. Most High spake thus unto me with a strong hand, instructed me that I should not walk in the way of these people, saying, say not a confederacy. In other words, don't call a covenant what these people say is a covenant. Neither fear, revere what they call worthy to be revered, for the Most High is nothingness. Instead, my brothers and sisters, the scripture says, sanctify, revere, give glory, seek the pure, perfect will of the Most High himself, and let him be him who you revere. Allow the Most High to show you the difference between the vain, foolish, false, fleshly standards of men and the righteousness of Yah. Sanctify the Most High himself, and let him be him whom we revere. Let him be the one, my brothers and sisters, that you call Master. And he, for those, my brothers and sisters, who seek him directly, being called by him, I did not say presuming to know, but allowing the Most High to reveal to them what they must know. Let me tell you something. Whoever comes to the Most High under the imagination that he already knows anything, I know it's going to sound hard when I say this to you. Whoever comes to the Most High presuming that he has known anything as he ought to know it is not prepared, my brothers and sisters, to be a disciple unto him. Most High told me that if I looked across this world and saw the contradiction that I did see, he said if I could believe that these were a work of his spirit that would reprove all this sin, differences, vanity, confusion, disagreement, partiality, and perversion. He told me if I could believe that was the work of his spirit, that his spirit would exalt any of these fallen standards, or that any of these fallen standards are a result of his work. He told me I could not be a disciple unto him, because believing, my brothers and sisters, if you really believe that the Most High will accept as an offering any impure, imperfect standard, then my brothers and sisters, you have nothing to project you to seek all that is the perfect will of Yah beyond what is ordinary worldly understanding. I know a lot of folks simply read, look at the scriptures and they say, well, they read Revelation and it says, whoever will, let him come. But I'm going to tell you something. Notice those scriptures in the midst of those verses say this. Blessed are they who do his commandments, that they may have a right to the tree of life. Another scripture says, if any man adds anything to these words, he adds damnation to his soul, all the curses that's contained in the book. If you take anything away, it takes away his opportunity unto eternal life. So when it says, whoever will, let him come, it says, whoever would seek his perfect will to uphold his righteousness, to uphold his truth, to allow themselves to be taught by him. I did not say, listen to me, my brothers and sisters, I did not say that any man comprehends anything in the scriptures as he should if left to his own instruction. Or for that matter, if at all left only to the voice of a man. Messiah himself said, there are many things that I long to tell you, but you cannot receive or grasp them yet till the Holy Spirit has come. The Most High has told me directly, no man discerns the words of the Master but by his spirit, but by his favor. Or dare men say that they comprehend all the reason for that which the Most High has spoken, not knowing either beginning nor eventuality. In other words, what I'm saying to you, my brothers and sisters, men so often having a false concept of what the Most High has said he would do, having a false concept of that which is in which he is pleased. And there must be a multitude of false concepts in which he is pleased because you got so many different allegiances in the world. Man, my brothers and sisters, having oftentimes so wavered a sense of, they say so wavered, a weakened sense of good and evil, not discerning the difference between what the Most High declared from the beginning and what is deviant, therefore devilish. That so often, my brothers and sisters, men, as I said before, have been willing to go to war in their pride, so sure that they are right, when in so many ways they've been also very, very, very wrong. Only when one discerns righteousness, my brothers and sisters, can there be a battle that will bring forth indeed what is righteousness. This must be understood. This must be discerned. He says, sanctify the Son of the Most High himself, and let him be your fear. Let him be your dread. The Most High told me, as I told you before, if I can look at all these contradictions and believe that they are work of his spirit, I could not be a disciple unto him. Very early on, right around the time of anointing, in fact, he told me, whatever they tell you, whatever you hear from them, see from them, anything from them, he said, beware lest you become one with them in spirit. He said, you better check it out with me first, he said. Else someone will surely make a fool of you. But my brothers and sisters, since men know nothing as they ought to know, my brothers and sisters, those who attain to discretion are not those who presume they have sufficiency unto themselves, but they wait for, seek after, look to right guidance from the Most High, that they may in all things be made true unto what is initial purpose. If the Most High spoke to me, sanctifying the Most High himself, let him be him whom you fear. I didn't say any of the varied standards and compromises and hypocrisies of man. And one who comes to righteousness, my brothers and sisters, scripture says, should be for a stone of stumbling. Because some people, when they see the high standard the Most High has intended, they choose to stumble back but still want to call themselves having attained to the goal. He should be for a sanctuary. Oh, some scripture says he comes for the express purpose in Isaiah 59. He comes, my brothers and sisters, because the Most High has looked and seen no one. Seen no one, my brothers and sisters, who's willing to intercede, to be a help, a guard, a source of strength for those who are genuinely turned toward all righteousness. Because in some way, my brothers and sisters, all the allegiance of the world being fallen, men, rather than seeking to, their brother attain to righteousness, full righteousness, before Yah, men have sought to exalt themselves, more concerned with their pulpits and thrones and their personal designs than they are for the righteousness of Yah and what that which the Most High is pleased. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, upon realizing and first seeing the kingdom for myself, yes, I've already seen what the Most High intends. I knew right off the top that I was totally, completely unfamiliar with everything there. Upon first seeing that kingdom for myself, I knew it was righteousness. But I knew that I was nowhere near prepared to be, how can I put this to you, one who, if he were in the midst, could truly be an asset. I knew there was a lot I had to learn. In fact, my brothers and sisters, I knew that at my at that time my present plane of consciousness, that in that place I would be completely out of place. A foreigner, a lot to learn, a lot to learn. But the Most High told me that indeed that I was of the house of Israel, even when I didn't know it, and he told me I have a purpose and a plan in this thing too. I said I heard it from him directly. How surprised was I to find out that my grandparents were of direct Jewish Hebrew descent? I wouldn't say that I was so surprised. The voice that I heard rang in so many things true. A lot of things I could tell you what I know about, you know, a lot of things I heard in terms of family history that let me know, even family names and titles. It let me know something much more than when the ordinary was going on at the time. Most I began to introduce himself. But I will say again, brothers and sisters, the scripture says this one, when he declares righteousness, many shall come forth, but many shall stumble. It should be for a sanctuary for some. Some who seek after righteousness are seeking. Righteousness are seeking for the strength that he gives and restoring the sense of righteousness to the earth. But for many it will be a stone of stumbling, a rock of offense, because many will be offended that he declares a righteousness greater than that which they have known, greater than that which they have trusted. And this, my brothers and sisters, be true. Actually, he says, both the house of Israel, I say even to a world. Because many of my brothers and sisters, rather than seeking his righteousness, will seek to call themselves to say if they are viable after far lesser standards than that which the Most High from the beginning is foreordained. It should be for a snare, like a net or a snare to the inhabitants of Jerusalem. In other words, my brothers and sisters, he will catch the wicked in all their unjust craftiness. Whatever men have sought to present as wise, that which is unwise, he will prove all such standards unworthy. I want you to hear this, my brothers and sisters. And many among them, the scripture says, shall stumble. How about shall fall? Be broken, snared, and taken. Only a few, my brothers and sisters, will be able to stand. But those, my brothers and sisters, who are caught, redeemed, awakened, to seek the righteousness of Yah, indeed, these, my brothers and sisters, shall endure. 8:16 says, bind up the testimony. Seal the law among my disciples. In other words, all they who would be his disciples must seek the fullness of all that he has declared, for he is the word from the beginning, and all the testimony of the Most High is eternal. He says, from the beginning is the word. The word is with Yah. It is a constant with Yah. It is godly. It is eternal. It is a constant. Most High declared, what the Most High declared from the beginning, all that he declared thereafter has been consistent with that initial purpose. Meaning that all his testimony must be a common consideration of all his people. And only those who are willing to seek the fullness of this are his disciples. All others are the students of another. So many ways my brothers and sisters left them without discipline. Messiah will come forth saying, and I will wait upon the Most High who has hid his face from the house of Jacob. And I will look to him. Let me tell you something, my brothers and sisters. I'm just being quite honest about this. It needs to be said. There are many among us who have come to study what they call certain forms of doctrine, venues, ideals. And simply because they have accepted them, and some have flattered them and called them wise in their knowledge of these things, or supposed knowledge of these things, because they have been so vehement in terms of upholding these various concepts, their entire life and sense of identity being founded upon some, oftentimes so much nonsense. They are vehement, my brothers and sisters, to hold on to illusions. And every lie, my brothers and sisters, is an obstacle against discerning the greater truth. Every lie, my brother and sister, man believes, or every short-sighted perception he believes, unwilling to seek the fullness of truth, the Most High declares, in so many ways, my brother and sister, is an obstacle against a man's maturation. Many, my brother and sister, are they who read the book, but lacking vision, my brothers and sisters, they've gone astray from right direction and would never be willing, regretfully, never be willing to admit it, having been so. Can you imagine, my brothers and sisters, the Most High trying to right somebody's wrong perception? And every time he comes to them and seeks to show them the right way, they only argue because they find it so difficult to realize how they've been deceived. But man curses back at the Most High when he seeks to offer him discipline. Shall the Most High bear the reproof of man when man is so much greatly in need of reproof? In other words, consider, the scriptures talk about that great tribulation, murderous times, occurred in those immediate centuries following the fall of Jerusalem in 70 A.D. Scripture did not say that time would come to an end. Those immediately so murderous times didn't say it come to an end with the arrival of Messiah, but with the arrival or the rise of so many false prophets. Didn't say that the false prophets just started then. They already were. But it means, my brothers and sisters, that men will be tricked by a false standard, a false concept of what even is the church. So many seeking to establish their own righteousness that while they claim that they would bring men out from the world and establish a multitude of partial standards still tainted by the world, all they do is just create all the more confusion, all the many more obstacles that ensnare the minds of men rather than set them free. All my brothers and sisters, must be understood what Messiah meant when he said, if the Son sets you free, you'll be free indeed. The ancient concept of the Son of Yah relates, my brothers and sisters, one who is referred to as him unto whom righteousness belongs. I said righteousness belongs. It means, my brothers and sisters, that all prophecy relates to Messiah as one whom, because the Most High has chosen him, he will discern the greater, pure, perfect will of Yah as an oath of the Most High unto him, unto Abraham, and to all the people that the Most High has chosen. In other words, what I mean by that, my brothers and sisters, the Most High has promised that one will discern beyond all the false gods, all the fallen standards of this world, so that others might have an opportunity who believe in him to attain unto life. Because no contradictive standard is life. There's no contradiction, my brothers and sisters, in that which endures forever. That's what the scripture means. It says, in the beginning was the word that is with Yah, and it is light, invariant light unto life. Blessed are they who will understand this. It is a principle that must be understood by all who will be ultimately called wise. I find it amazing, my brothers and sisters, that there's so many diverse standards in this world. And men believe those diverse standards that only leave men contentious and prideful. Men have believed they still yet are viable unto something that could be called a covenant people. It just simply is not possible. Messiah will come forth and say, I will wait for the Most who has hid his face from the house of Jacob. Because so many, like I said, Most High will declare a standard true to what he's declared from the beginning. But many of my brothers and sisters would prefer to walk after those who they see to their personal advantage, who only uphold fallen standards far from the initial ideal. My brothers and sisters, that's an insult against Yah. Those who have faith in him should know that he comes in sending Messiah in the latter day to reprove all the standards, political, social, and pseudo-religious of this world. Or even all the national standards of a world entire. Shouldn't you know then, my brothers and sisters, that the standards of this world will be proven inviolable, that you might discern what is indeed viable? Messiah will come forth, says, and I will wait upon the Most High. I will look to him. With him who has hid his face from the house of Jacob. In other words, because men have been rebellious. I won't trust in the variant standards that men have called a confederacy or a covenant. I won't trust in all their polluted, imperfect, hypocritical ideals that they've gathered together in. I will seek the Most High for his perfect will. I will seek the truth of his gospel that is from above. I will seek the word, my brothers and sisters, that is not of the nations, but transcends them all. Oh, I and the children whom Yah has given me for signs and wonders. In other words, get the point. The sign of something far greater that must be sought after. That's what the word wonder means. You have people talking about something above their heads. Something to be marveled at. Something that is above ordinary carnal understanding. Of a signs, guidance, ensign, instruction, wonder in Israel. From the Most High of Hosts, the men should look up to discern what they had not discerned, who would dwell in Mount Zion. And when they, he said, and he will say to those who seek otherwise, when they shall say to you, don't fall after those who would cause you to follow after the will of another. Don't seek after them who have what they call, what have been called familiar spirits and wizards that peep and mutter. Should not a man rather seek unto Yah? Heaven help us. Woe to those who would look to the dead concerning the living. I'm looking what's here and they have in the King James Translation, but it could be translated so much better. Because the Aramaic actually says, woe to those who look among the dead, those who are spiritually dead, to discern the way of ultimately those who look after those who look to the way of those who are spiritually dead to find life. And it says, as to the law and the testimony, the law of the Most High, he says he will speak according to a pure and perfect consummate word. If they speak not according to this word, this ultimate consensus, because they have no light in them, that means they are still yet the children of darkness. So men constantly look for the exceeding light so necessary that men have a covenant and an atonement with Yah. So men look among those who refuse to see the fullness of truth, expecting somehow still to attain to the wisdom that will allow mankind to have a perfect collective covenant with Yah. Every impure, every imperfect standard men uphold is a disagreement. Cannot possibly be an atonement or an atonement or forgiveness of sin. Sin is wherever man has turned away from that which the Most High declared eternal from the beginning. Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who hearken and understand that the Holy Spirit is a comforter unto peace, and that purity and completion offers one choice, and all that the Most High declared as a covenant and expectation from the beginning, as faith from the beginning, must be restored. Everything else, my brothers and sisters, is inviolable unto peace. All must perfectly agree unto all the Most High declared. That scripture says, cursed is whoever will not confirm what is written in the book of the law. Who, of course, will not confirm all that is written in the book of the law to do it. Blessed are they will understand, my brothers and sisters, more than what is written, but why it is written, that they might perform unto the Most High what he has declared must be performed unto all righteousness, rightly. It says, to the law of the testimony, they speak not according to this word, the culmination truth of this doctrine. But there's no light in them. They're still yet the children of darkness. What they offer cannot yet be in all things pleasing. If you go out to buy a car, my brothers and sisters, and every time you purchase one, there's something wrong with it in the context of it having what? A flat tire. A radiator that's busted. An alternator that doesn't work. Transmission that doesn't shift properly. If you know how that machine should operate, don't you recognize there's something defective? And you realize that if you... And don't you realize, my brothers and sisters, if you understand how a car is supposed to function and something is wrong with in that respect, you have a warranty or a guarantee, you want to take that thing back. Either you get another one altogether, or certainly to have that one fixed. Well, brothers and sisters, how is it the Most High expects when he said he sends forth his Spirit and sends forth his word and should not return to him void, that when he sends, he says he sent forth his instruction, that he expects to see an offering unto himself true to the fullness of that instruction. He says, word will not return to him void, but shall perform all that which he, for which he is commanded. And that itself is a command. Meaning, my brothers and sisters, that those who are true to his word will seek to perform all that is his pleasure. So let us consider what these scriptures are saying here. We continue on, and I'm looking at my time. There's verses in the midst of this that I would speak of, but let's just simply say this. Since we just spoke about the concept of a great light, and he said that those who will not speak according to that full culmination of light are still the children of darkness. Notice what the scripture says. At 9 and 2, Isaiah, we read, the people that walked in darkness, how about walked in the multitude of partial, imperfect, and polluted standards, which will not open the eyes. In other words, because they're the result of deviation from the initial state, not declare whether what is the word from the beginning. And because, my brothers and sisters, they are founded not upon that which from the beginning is declared eternal, must be foolishness because it doesn't discern either beginning nor end. It must be a path wherein men are led astray. It says here, my brothers and sisters, people have walked in darkness, not discerning the fullness of the culmination of a holy word, have seen a great light. The Most High says Messiah comes to do what? Bring to remembrance. In fact, it says bring forth a restoration, a restitution of all things, according to all that he's spoken by the mouth of his holy prophet since the world began. That is the light, my brothers and sisters, that reveals what the Most High has planned and reveals why he sent forth his word, his spirit, to bring forth that which in all things with which he is pleased. He says here, my brothers and sisters, people have walked in the darkness and seen a great light. How about the pure, perfect righteousness of Yah again revealed? And this is in Messiah appearing himself. And they that dwell in the land of the shadow of death. How about those who were content after the many ways that seem partial and impure ways that seem right unto men, but the end thereof is death. Upon them is the light shined. Yes, my brothers and sisters, that the people might be revived. Most High never said the multitude of polluted and perverse standards we see in this world have ever been viable. After that time of great pollutions, murder, in fact, the scripture says in Amos 8, 11 through 12, the men will go forth to and fro the earth looking for the word of Yah, the pure, perfect word, and will not find it. After those times, the brothers and sisters, of much corruption, arise of false prophets, none speaking the pure, perfect truth. The scripture didn't say any of that would be salvation. How could it be? It contains the pollution. It contains a disease. How could a tainted thing or a corrupt and diseased thing, my brothers and sisters, ever bring forth fully a healing? All prophecy relates to Messiah comes because the whole world, having fallen short of the glory, has not discerned indeed with the righteousness of Yah, and he, as the promised one unto whom righteousness belongs, comes to restore it, that those who believe in him might not perish. He did not say those who trust in the partialities of another. Those who understand this, my brothers and sisters, are wise enough not to be, let's just say, so zealously proud and contentious before the time. And that all have fallen short of what is divine glory, that men have argued so much so to uphold a multitude of fallen standards, has not been peace, my brothers and sisters, but only pride still unto death. Let us understand what I mean by this. Most High says, the people that walk in darkness have seen a great light. And they that dwell in the shadow of death, upon them is the light shine. It says, thou hast multiplied the nation. Most High is going to multiply a people. Raise up a people. Multiply their number. Increase them in their understanding. Increase their joy. How about their rejoicing? How about their regathering? How about their unity and strength in the knowledge of him in which they delight? They joy before the Most High, according to the joy in the time of harvest. They thank him for his blessing, bringing forth the early and the latter rains. They thank him for spiritual food, my brothers and sisters, that is indeed nourishing. And as men rejoice when they divide the spoil. Look at the scripture. It says, for he's broken the yoke of his burden. In other words, broken them free from all the varying allegiances that have made them contentious one against another. breaking them free from all the very contentions, my brothers and sisters, after which men have called wise, but only struggling in vain. Man against man, rather than man seeking the wisdom of Yah.
Blessing his sake.
I spoke to you earlier about what the Most High did to me. He showed me his kingdom, and I became immediately aware of the fact that by no means was I prepared to dwell in the midst of such righteousness and not in any way disturb it. I just simply asked, having seen such glory, that whoever it is that will be worthy of such magnificence, I simply ask the Most High, not esteeming myself worthy, I just simply ask the Most High that whoever will be worthy, allow me to help. I heard his voice say to me, if you can say what you just said, and mean it like you said it, he said, my son is going to be all right. My brothers and sisters, the kingdom of Yah, its righteousness and the peace deservedly there to the glory of Yah must be more important to you than even your own soul. For shall a man exalt his own self-will, desires to see it viable, even if it would be a corruption, and expect the Most High to be pleased with his soul? Now, my brothers and sisters, remember that scripture says, whoever will, let him come. But whoever will is those who do not seek to corrupt or defile or in any way lessen the standard, but know that it is a beauty that must be upheld. Hear me, my brothers and sisters, and understand. The Most High said that he would break the yoke or the burden, all the fallen, misruling ideals which men have exalted, not realizing that they've only slowed his progress. He broke the staff that's on his shoulder. In other words, where men have been beat down, misdirected. In other words, the staff has turned them in alternate directions, not to the straightforward path. The rod of the oppressor. Well, I can only tell you that in the 14th chapter, it talks about the scepter of the wicked is your rulers, those who have misguided you, those who have smote the people mercilessly. In other words, have tapped them, but not mercifully unto right direction. But the scripture says in so many ways, if you look at the original wording, it relates to the leaders have mercilessly misled the people and that they left them without instruction. What scripture says, I desire mercy and not sacrifice. In other words, think about it. The priests saw the sacrifice many times which they partook of as a blessing to themselves according to their righteousness. The scripture says, the Most High said, I desire mercy and not sacrifice, and the knowledge of Yah more than burnt offering. Then it is unmerciful, my brothers and sisters. In fact, it is merciless that there are rulers who expect to be praised, expect to be rewarded, while they do not teach the people what is necessary for them to be truly called viable before the Most High. And that they fatally flatter. There are those who love having their ears tickled with a foolish word. But my brothers and sisters, man not knowing that he's fallen short will not make him wise, nor will it excuse his vanity. Man desiring to be flattered, personally flattered, in his ignorance, offering misexample to man rather than righteousness, will not be found favored, nor will they who offer such foolish merchandise. So for every battle of the warrior with confused noise and garments or and garments rolled in blood, all of this shall be burning and fuel of fire. Understand. When man finally understands that all these variant standards that men have come up with, remember I told you about the scriptures talking about there would be a rise of false prophets? Nothing, my brothers and sisters, said that this rise of false testimony would come to an end till Messiah comes to expose it all. Think about what I mean. The scriptures tell us there should be no strange gods among us, no fallen and false standards among us. The scripture says anybody who teaches the ways after a foreign god, strange god, miscreant standard, that which is not true to what the Most High declared is a covenant unto Israel eternal. Scripture says, whoever would teach such things, Most High said he would destroy him out of the temple of Yah who does this. Another scripture tells us in 1 Corinthians in the, third chapter? The scripture's there to say whoever defiles the temple of the Most High, Yah will destroy it. That means whoever brings into the temple or brings into the doctrine or would preserve in the doctrine any manner of corruption, not true to what the Most High can declare by his spirit. It says Yah must destroy it. That's the only way his people are going to be free from the misconception. That's the only way men are going to be free from the deception. And that's the only way, my brothers and sisters, it shall be. That once the veil of obstacles and illusion are removed, man should return to perception to be able to perceive what he should have always been willing rather than rebellious to receive. Hearing, brothers and sisters, time we understand. Every battle of the warrior, in other words, every allegiance that men have upheld and their differences unto vain warfare, none of it is bringing forth what is acceptable unto Yah, should be burning in fuel of fire. Think about it. While men today believe, and think about it, Scripture says no strange gods among us. That means in every nation, in order to be fully converted, men must overcome every deviant standard in the midst of every one of these nations, every one of these cultures, every social ideal, every political ideal, every national ideal, every pseudo-religious ideal that this world has embraced. That's the overcoming of the world. That's the overcoming of every lie. And the scripture says, few of they even find the path, that they may walk and remain upon it. What I would have you to understand, my brothers and sisters, Messiah comes to accomplish an overcoming of all these lies, illusions, and misconceits. Having the discretion of the Most High as an heir of righteousness to perform, finally, my brothers and sisters, to gain the victory that for so many ages others have not, that he might indeed show the way. But there are many, my brothers and sisters, who would argue after so much foolish misconception as if it were wise, so many fallen standards as if they were wise, as if they were viable, only my brothers and sisters to find that all their warfare and all they gave themselves for striving in was still falling short because, guess what? They didn't hearken to what the Most High has declared. They didn't hearken to what it was told you in advance your leaders wouldn't tell you. That all their standards are in so many ways for not having instructed you or taught you to prepare for a righteousness greater than theirs. My brothers and sisters, some of the ways man had not prepared to discern how in so many ways all the standards that men have endorsed have been treacherous because men haven't understood the Messiah comes to expose all that is worldly unrighteousness at a time when he comes discerning because the Most High has said the same. All have fallen short of the glory of Yah, none righteous, no, not one. I know one thing the Most High told me in waking me up to these things long before I had a chance to read them. Called me out by name and told me there are no more ministers in the earth. It's time to wake up. I have not forgotten. I do remember. I asked him, what is an Israelite? And he told me that's something he has to create again in the earth. Because that pure conscience that speaks no lies, does no iniquity, that conscience, my brothers and sisters, is one. A discerning conscience and stability of conscience that he said he had to create again in the earth. Scripture speaks in Isaiah, well, how about Zephaniah 3, about one of the Most High said he would send in the midst of a city confused. It brings forth justice who will not do iniquity. And because of him, my brothers and sisters, others will learn to do the same. The scenario, my brothers and sisters, must be understood that is written in Zephaniah 3, that's replicated in Isaiah, which was an earlier testimony, actually. Isaiah 50, saying, one will come forth, saying, morning by morning, the Most High caused my ears to hear the teaching, and I'm not turning back the rebellious way. Many turn back the rebellious way because they wish to be exalted by something seeming wise to men, rather than seeking all that is wise unto Yah. And the scripture calls these such as would do this. Well, my brothers and sisters, scripture does not call them true Jews, whoever they may be. The word Yehuda even means those who praise and honor Yah. No fallen standard can do this. And none of those who would exalt fallen standards seeking to compel men to believe that they are wise can be counted worthy to be called after the chosen tribe, or chosen patriarch, called purpose, for which Israel, or in this particular case, Judah, was named. So for every battle, the warriors with confused noise and garments rolled in blood, excuse me, shall be for burning and fuel of fire. In other words, you destroy all the weapons of war, all the garments and allegiances to warfare. For unto us a child is born, one who sets the standard and revives the standard the Most High gave to his people Israel from the beginning, the standard that is the word from the beginning. And unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. And they shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty Elohim, Holy One, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Now the increase of his government, because understand, there will be no obstacles against the revelation of his light. Most High will preserve only those who will be reasonable to discern the light and know to walk after it. By no means will he preserve those who seek to preserve any manner of earthly corruption. So therefore, the creatures in the government in which they shall have the Most High shall grant it security without an obstacle, removing every standard or ideal or vessel or person will be an obstacle against it, raising the conscience of men, my brothers and sisters, again, to be truly reasonable. Of the increases in government and peace, there should be no end. Upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom to order it. Oh, how about to give it a law, a mutual sense of understanding, sense of justice, to establish with judgment and with justice what is just and righteous before the Most High, what is fair as an offering unto him, from henceforth, even forever. And it is the zeal, the desire of the Most High for what he has always desired as an offering that will perform and bring this to bear. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. When Rome came in and corrupted all the doctrine by their varied intrusions, compelling men, even at the point of a sword, to accept the lie. Compelling men, my brothers and sisters, at the point of a sword, beating men down, to finally sit back and say, and go along with so much illusion. So many murdered who would not accept the compromise and the hypocrisy. After all these afflictions, my brothers and sisters, have come acceptance in the mind of the people, afraid to challenge, if you will, the power, the false principalities and powers. My brothers and sisters, Scripture says one will challenge. In other words, the Scriptures in Revelation talks about the people looking upon this beastly, unreasoning system and say they looked at the beast and they wondered after and say who was able to challenge and to conquer him or even to fight against him. Well, my brothers and sisters, when the Scripture says, Messiah said, I have overcome the world, it is only a promise, my brothers and sisters, what the Scripture said he would do again. Blessed they will understand this. This is the promise of Yah, that in the last days he shall subdue even kings. Read Isaiah 41. How about 40:27 to 41:4? How about Malachi 2:16 to 3 and 4, where it talks about he overcomes all the false standards established by all the priests who have been partial in the law, treacherous against the covenant. Compel men for their multitude of partialities and pride to be at warfare against one another, teaching men to love and serve foreign gods, foreign standards. Well, understand, a multitude of foreign standards can only be contention, never agreement. My brothers and sisters, the Most High calls his people by his gospel, a word from above, beyond all the fallen standards of the nations into which men have fallen. Blessed are they who will be willing to hear him. Like I said, my brothers and sisters, many wars have been fought, resulting only still in warfare. Because men have defended what they thought was the way of life, only to find in the judgment it should be regarded as having been the ways of death. Many of the ways are seen right under the men, but the end thereof is not life, my brothers and sisters. Proverbs, 14:12, 16:25, need to be understood. We just read Isaiah 8 and 9. I think about the 11th chapter. Scripture says Messiah will come and he will expose all the wicked. He will expose all the wicked. To show man how to overcome their maladies, their disease, the misconceit that they have thought were wise. And scripture says all nations shall seek him. Didn't say seek another. Said seek him because he is the conqueror. He is the one that shows forth the light that all the world must follow. And the scriptures say actually when he appears that he reveals the righteous the world has not known, that all must know to seek him, for no other has brought it from on high to bear. Isaiah 15:16 talks about all those who follow after these corruptions. Numbers talks about it in this way. It says, Messiah as the start of Jacob, a king out of Israel, will destroy whoever seeks to preserve any of these fallen standards, any of these strange gods. Let me see if I can explain that a little bit. Every lie man believes is an obstacle against his discerning the greater dimension of truth, and oftentimes causes men to become prideful in their ignorance. Every misconceit a man believes to trust to obey is a god to him. Every fallen standard the man uphold, my brothers and sisters, is an obstacle to him. What a man believes, as I said before, is a god to him. And if it leads him astray, my brothers and sisters, it is something that still must be overcome. But there are many, my brothers and sisters, who start off on an errant path and are so devout about walking that path to turn them back straight. It's a difficult thing. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, for a long time, Most High has chosen not to speak to man. Many times, my brothers and sisters, because there are those who are so devoted to an illusion that they take everything that they read, twist it out of context, to try to make it mean what they want it to mean, rather than knowing that no one even has a right to speak, my brothers and sisters, concerning the scriptures, lest the Most High reveal the meaning. Because to know what is said and not know why it's said is not only to miss the point, but it's missed the instruction, and it is to mislead many. My brothers and sisters, no one discerns the scriptures lest it is in their heart. No one discerns the scriptures heart fully lest it is in their heart. Not to condemn, my brothers and sisters, not at all to condemn, but to save, to allow men the opportunity to be healed according to what the Most High has decreed. And my brothers and sisters, no man can do this lest the Most High be his guide. So we must petition Most High for his guidance, that our words be instructed, that our words be guided for the blessing of many. That's why Abraham was told to seek the perfect will of Yah. It wasn't to condemn, my brothers and sisters, but to awaken the minds and hearts. Scripture says he did not come to condemn the world, but that through it he might be saved. He did not come to leave a world all the more divided in a multitude of misconceptions. For the multitude of divisive standards, after a multitude of divisive partial standards, no one is delivered. But to teach fully, my brothers and sisters, was necessary, that men might be fully in all things healed, salved, healed, made whole. No longer partial, my brothers and sisters, but made pure and complete in their understanding. And men agreed, might cooperate unto peace, unto a genuine love for the perfect will of the eternal and everlasting one. I think about scriptures like Isaiah 19. Scripture says Messiah will come because men have sworn by the name of the Most High, but not in truth nor in righteousness. They sworn by the name of the Most High and spoken the language of the heathen. Then the Most High said that whoever would destroy the temple, whoever would pollute the minds of the people, whoever would corrupt the doctrine, he would destroy. The brothers and sisters, scripture talks about the destruction of that place, that city, that Messiah comes to and must reprove. That place the Most High comes to declare that he will be a strength to those who would be strong in the knowledge of Yah, true to the knowledge of Yah. The Messiah comes to that place, my brothers and sisters, as an emanation of all the lies of the whole world, that he might rebuke all the illusions from one place. Scripture says from there, they shall know the Most High. They shall vow to him and perform it. How about perform it completely? Many make a vow to the Most High, forgetting that his name means that he is all that he is. That means you make a vow unto his will, unto his name, in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. You must seek all that he has declared. He said, go forth and teach all nations everything. Did you hear what I said, my brothers and sisters? Teach them everything that is divine command. And remember, his word is from the beginning. Nothing lacking. What have you to consider, my brothers and sisters? Wherever the rulership of man and its partiality has been an obstacle, that rulership, that false rulership, must be exceeded. That is faith. To believe that they shall be preserved, or any man can preserve them and yet survive, or seek to uphold them and yet survive, they have not understood Numbers 24. It says he would destroy whoever would preserve. And the misconceit to this confusion. It is this Moabitish society that would always cast smart, strange gods in the midst of the people, false standards in the midst of the people, that there are no people viable. The rulers of the nations have told people that they could be viable after the pollutions and misconceits and, let's just say, foundations and ideals that never considered what the Most High declared from the beginning, nor what he said must be. All of this is faulty. The scripture said when that truth is known, every system on this earth will be recognized as inviable, unacceptable. Let's not say, my brothers and sisters, by no means an offering which the Most High is pleased, that men learn to seek what is, what the Most High will be pleased with, because he said he would destroy all else. How many understand, my brothers and sisters, what these prophecies are really saying? Isaiah 24 talks about the Most High sends Messiah because men have broken the everlasting covenant. When Messiah comes to reveal it again. And the scripture says they will say glory to the righteous one who cast aside the veil and the covering that's over all the nations. How about every fallen standard the men have exalted if they could not see the way of heaven? The way of the Most High. Scripture says in his appearing, they would say ultimately, glory to the righteous one. This is the righteous one for whom we have waited. We rejoice and be made glad. How about in his salvation? He will wipe away our tears from off our eyes. There will be peace, my brothers and sisters. Again, it says, when the illusions of the nations are recognized as always having been inviolable. When all men recognize that all every fallen standard they have held, has only been counted a treachery against the salvation of man, then will men know to seek him. Second, well, how about Isaiah 66? It talks about Messiah having to come to reprove a city again. Isaiah 66, 1 through, hey, those first verses talk about how the Most High has esteemed all the offerings among your churches and temples to be ultimately a filthy and stinking thing before his eyes and ears. And one scripture says the stench has reached even up to the heavens, even up to the skies. You need to read from 48 to the 51st chapter of Jeremiah, and understand. Scriptures talk about how, my brothers and sisters, that if you realize how corrupt things have become, and you seek to transcend it, and others seek to curse you for it, they actually say, count yourself blessed. Most High reproved both church and state. You need to read that sixth verse of that 66th chapter. It says, reprove both the city and the temples. And in revealing of righteousness and the destruction of that city, showing that the Most High is pleased with nothing of any of the standards of this world. Scripture says, Israel will be a nation reborn as if it were in one day. Well, as long as the people of the Most High, brothers and sisters, believe in any fallen standard, how should they agree? They continue to contend one against another, arguing one against another, as long as they think what they have is viable. But when they realize all the standards they have are inviable, then will men look to what indeed before the Most High is precious. So much to talk about still. I only began to even touch on a piece of what I wanted to talk about tonight. Like I say, 2 Thessalonians, 2nd chapter, speaking of Isaiah 59, talks again and again how the Most High said all these standards of men have established are only snares, wherein those who follow after them shall not know peace. Isaiah 59. 2 Thessalonians speaks with regard to the 11th chapter of Isaiah. Again, the Messiah will expose all these standards among the churches that are the result of the intrusions of the seditious principalities and powers of this world. The damnable illusions and lies that have entered into the church, he said he would expose them all. Jews said he would convince all mankind against them. He said he would destroy those, who, having had opportunity to discern the truth, turned against it. He said, one time you knew this. It says, when the Most High brought his people out of the land of Egypt and many turned toward unbelief, he destroyed those who did not believe. What about my brothers and sisters, those who granted an opportunity to see the truth, refuse to accept the truth, and continue only to argue? Shall those who want peace have peace if those continue to remain who would only argue because they refuse to be anything more than arrogant in their ignorance? Most High said he would silence all such mouths. He would silence the pride of all those brothers and sisters who think they are strong because the world, by and large, is functioning in irrationality. He will grant his people peace. He will silence every voice that would dissuade them. He will silence every voice with which he is not pleased. Here, my brothers and sisters, Revelation 6 and 7 talks about the kings running for cover when the truth is known. Great earthquake. That's an earthquake in the city. It's talking about 6:12, Revelation. Kings running for cover, hiding from the face of the Lamb, him who sits upon the throne. When all the rulers are exposed, that they are not able to stand before the Son of Man. It talks about Israel awakening. And his people, Israel first, true Israel, but seek all his will. Those keep the commandments of Yah for the faith of Yeshua, it even says in Revelation 9 and Revelation 14. I said after the faith of Yeshua, I didn't say all these various denominations and ideologies of man. Catholic, Baptist, Methodist, Presbyterian, what people call Protestant and Catholic. Let me tell you something. The church was founded on the expectation of the one called Messiah, who called himself as the Kurdee. If you don't know the prophecies in the scriptures saying, relating what Messiah must do, as the one called the Kurdee, to glorify Yah, revealing a standard beyond all others, to overcome and reprove every fallen standard, the men might look to Yah himself, discerning his righteousness beyond all else. If you don't know and don't have that expectation, my brothers and sisters, it's so easy for a man to be deceived, to walk after unrighteousness and seeming wise in his own heart. Again, my brothers and sisters, when all these standards are proven foolish, and the Most High even said that he certainly would place his curse upon all such standards to destroy them. Then will men look for what is safety, and there will be only one source after which they might find it. And Messiah himself will be the embodiment of that realization. There's a reason why he said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father unless he come through by me. There's a reason why he said, I am the door. There's a reason why he said, even my brothers and sisters, no man comes to me unless the Father draw him. My brothers and sisters, there will come a time that it will be known that the Most High will only deal with those who are willing to seek the whole truth, even as Messiah seeks for righteousness' sake, for peace' sake, the whole truth. Therefore, those who come to him must seek him according to their authority of his name. He said Yeshua would deliver his people from all their sins. How about every fallen standard that divides them? I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, that his name declaring salvation, Messiah will return again, having a title replete in its glory in so many ways, declaring him one who must seek all righteousness, that all others seek the same, knowing that to seek anything less could never be peace. Let righteousness again be revealed. Many of my brothers and sisters will finally at last know what the scriptures meant when it says they'll wait for the righteous one to renew their strength. Men shall understand what it means. Let the way of the King of the East be prepared. If you don't know what I'm talking about, my brothers and sisters, please, my website, HiddenGospel.com, Early Church Origin and Mutual Expectation, is an article that you truly need. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, that every standard this world would endorse that does not uphold that expectation has never been the faith. And men have been exponents of doctrine that have only been to the damnation of man. I say that have only been to the damnations of mankind simply because, my brothers and sisters, they have not taught men to be ready to approve and accept him whom the Most High has foreordained and chosen to be the only healer of human conscience. Blessed are they who will understand this, my brothers and sisters. Again, 14th chapter of Revelation speaks about the idea about how the Most High intends to prove foolish all the varying standards of man, just like the scripture said in Isaiah 44-45. It says, whoever will walk after the beastly standards of the nations, the unreasoning, variant standards of the nations. Scripture says, he will pour upon them the wrath of Almighty Yah, pour without mixture, in other words, full strength, upon every corruptly miscreant standard and ideal. Blessed are these who will know this, and having faith to know the Most High will preserve no lie. Blessed are those, my brothers and sisters, who seek beyond every half-truth. Ask the Most High to make them whole, but presuming nothing. I said presuming nothing before the time. Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who will know they can seek no less. Blessed are they who know they must seek the whole truth if they're going to ever be true to a vow worthy unto the name of the Most High. For his very name as a vow declares he is all. I said all and everything that he is. Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who in all absolution will know it. Wow, I'm looking at the live chats that are available on Blog Talk tonight. And for some reason, and beyond my immediate explanation, I see this show tonight is not listed among them. It should well be, my brothers and sisters. Men must understand what it means when the scripture says there should be no strange God among us. No false standard. No ideal that did not come forth from his spirit. And that is man's redemption. Curious to see that this tonight's show is not among the listings. Let me look at something else for a second. Give me a moment, please. I'd like to see why it is that tonight's show is not listed. I'm even looking at my own page. Usually it lists my the shows that I do. I list them as when they come in as live. Give me a moment, if you would, please. I'd like to take just a moment. I said I'd like to take just a moment to let some of the folks at Blog Talk know that my show is not being listed for all to hear. Okay, I've typed a little something off to the folks who run Blog Talk. Okay, I'm getting back now. All right. We were talking about these various scriptures that relate to the context of what I've been speaking about tonight. 22nd chapter of Revelation, we talked about that as well. So I said, I'm the wooden offspring of David, the bright morning star, meaning that he is the one who will reprove every fallen standard, every polluted standard, and will only seal unto righteousness and abundances those who seek the whole truth. Those who listen to my show on a regular basis, relating the scripture in the context also of Malachi 3rd to 4th, will understand, brothers and sisters, that there's a need to transcend this folly. There's a need, my brothers and sisters, to seek to be true to the Most High in all things. Jeremiah 48 to 51 relates that every standard that has confused mankind against the perfect will of Yah, every allegiance of mankind against the perfect will of Yah, must be overthrown once and for all. Doesn't that tell you, my brothers and sisters, that man must seek Most High because he does not, well, let's just put it this way. Messiah was not sent in the world to preserve sin, but to put it away. Messiah was not sent in the world, my brothers and sisters, the men to call themselves forgiven of sin when they don't seek like him to transcend all sin. My brothers and sisters, how can people say that they are viable before the Most High when they were preserved, I said, when they were preserved, the ways of darkness, hiding what is divinely expected, dividing men against in their self-righteous pride against what is divinely expected. The end result of such treachery, my brothers and sisters, is not what is worthy to be called an ally unto Yah, but to join with those who would hide and deny the truth is in so many ways, my brothers and sisters, be counted among enemies. Blessed are they who will understand this, my brothers and sisters, because when all the nations know that none of these perversions was viable. Could you please set it to public? Okay, I see what the deal is. Reason why tonight's show has not shown up. Okay. I think there's something I can do about that. Let's see. Okay, give me just a moment. Tonight's show.
90 seconds.
Wow. Coming up about 90 seconds left. Amazing how time flies. Maybe I need to give myself a bit more time. Okay, I think we got that together. Hopefully I get this more than this 90 seconds left. Let's see what we can do here. Whew, so much that still needs to be said. Okay, whatever, if I'm praying that things will work to extend the show in one way or another. If the things, the many of the things that need to be said are not heard here now, they'll be heard and they will be recorded in the archives. I pray that many who would, they have the heart to receive it, to allow the Most High to instruct unto that awakening these words might bring to bear. All right, it looks like we might have that extra time we're looking for. I'm looking at the time clock, and it appears that we do have that time. So let us continue. Okay. Remember, my brothers and sisters, what I've said to you before. When all nations know that none of the perversions among men was viable, you know, these partial polluted standards. Okay. And none of them was light. And all of them were twisted by some misconceived that looks people in darkness, not discerning when and how there shall be peace. When that is done, my brothers and sisters, will man, having been humble from his pride, will he still seek to uphold what has been worthless? Counterfeit, my brothers and sisters. Counterfeit, if you will, counterfeit money. Hey, the original presser will discern where something is missing on that dollar, if you will. They know it's counterfeit and know it's valueless. There are many of my brothers and sisters who make what they call reasonable facsimiles. But my brothers and sisters, the Most High himself did not declare a doctrine viable. It never was. And he never declared a doctrine viable against the fullness of what he has declared and with that with which he shall be pleased. Blessed are those who will know it. What did it say, my brothers and sisters? That this day will bring the cessation of all warfare. The scripture says in Revelation 18 concerning the fall of this battle and all these fallen foolish standards, these false gods and men that follow and sought to defend with their very lives. The scripture says when all of them are exposed, no man will buy this foolish merchandise, this worthless merchandise is sold by your pastors, your priests, your prophets, false prophets, presidents anymore. In fact, my brothers and sisters, in that day, the scriptures tell us, did you hear me? In that day, the scriptures tell us that even all those whom our brothers and sisters have pandered treacherous merchandise. In other words, get on what I'm saying. They taught the people that what they were believing, what, 45,000 denominations, all of them viable under peace? 45 contentious doctrines. Everybody having something that they say they favor, and many of these things that they say they favor and believe are a lie. 45,000 different forms of pride in different concepts that men would call justice when there's only one. And many say that's peace. Something that makes no sense, my brothers and sisters. Most God says he's going to make a full end. I want you to understand this. Scripture says he's going to make a full end of all these standards that men have upheld that have stood against men discerning him as he is. Isaiah 27 relates to scripture. It says he's going to, only when all these monuments, altars, how about false vessels? How about, my brothers and sisters, incomplete and perverse souls that would not accept and reasonably seek the truth? I'm talking about Isaiah, in the first chapter. How about 18 to 20? It says, whoever, you know, if you reason, you should partake of the good of the land. You say you have inheritance, those who refuse to reason, that they would have inheritance who refuse to reason. You said that they would have an inheritance in the kingdom of peace, refuse the peace. Remember that the word for peace in Hebrew is a word that relates also to what is pure and complete. Scripture says every one of these false institutions, it says the altars that men have trusted. How about the churches and temples that men have trusted? Wherein they have worshipped lies. We must all become like chalk stones and only by this. In other words, broken chalk stones that are broken suddenly. You know how suddenly a piece of chalk breaks when it hits the ground. See, all of them must be overthrown wherever these lies have been told. It said, in this manner shall the sins of men be forgiven. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, think about it. Most High performed something upon this earth. Many eons, well, I'll put it this way, many thousands of years ago. Millennia ago, better word. In the flood, my brothers and sisters, seeking to bring a cessation of all the vanities that were in the hearts of men, preserving only those who saw beyond all the false messages that men had delighted in. Scripture says, there came a destruction upon mankind. Read 6:5-6, Genesis. He said the Most High would bring a destruction upon mankind because the thoughts of men have become evil, have become polluted, perverse. Well, I want you to think about something, my brother. I want you to consider something. What makes men believe that the Most High is pleased with any perverse or polluted idea today? I'm going to tell you, after the flood, there were tall monuments such as the pyramids contained within them so many corruptions after the misconceits of man. Constructs, my brothers and sisters, that preserve the lying, false doctrine, the illusions that men had called wise, that men had made monuments to. And brothers and sisters, this time, all these things that are a testimony of the depravities of men. I know some people talk about all the great mathematics and all these other things, but I'm telling you something. Whatever men have done, there'll be no remembrance of these things, my brothers and sisters. The Most High would not have his people again destroyed. Whatever would preserve life was destroyed. Scripture says he would destroy whatever would preserve and survive. However, preserve the ways of the city. However, preserve any of the of that which is confused the hearts of men. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, we must seek discipline from the Most High. Must seek his instruction. Not realizing what is corrupt or refusing to recognize what is righteousness. Refusing to realize, my brothers and sisters, that most of the virtuous divided standards are false law, lawlessness, sin. Refusing to recognize the most of the diverse standards that do not agree is sin and not with his spirit. Refuse to recognize that as a fact, glad to disclose it. For the Bible is so unsaid. Isn't it time to understand better? Like I said, the Messiah comes from none. For ages, quite frankly, it overcome all the illusions of the world. The scripture says the Lion of Judah, he has been found worthy to open the seal of the book thereof. Revelation 6th chapter talks about the white horse rider, the red horse rider, the pale horse rider. Well, the black horse rider and the pale horse rider. What if I told you? White horse rider, the Messiah, sent him with the gospel to conquer the illusions of the world. He must overcome every lie and teach a lie. Black horse rider, my brother. Well, the horse rider was the nation retaliating against that gospel, that purified gospel of peace. Black horse rider, he brought in famine for a word. A lot of people want to believe that what they have is still a sufficient word. Well, I ask the question, when did that time come? The scripture said it would come. According to Amos 8:11-12, saying the time will come when men will go to for the earth, seeking the word of Yah, or a pure word that is true to the word from Yah. Now, I didn't say some second-hand, third-hand, corrupted, partialized, impure, misfitting an ideal. So you go forward looking for a word as true, based upon the promise of the well, the Most High said, so they would not find it. Same thing is written out there 41. It says, because your leaders will be reproved. Never have to have declared the word purely based upon the initial foundation. Never true, the word is eternal. Therefore, never having eternity, it's an eternal life. Come on, Isaiah 41:21-42:4. Never having declared, my brothers and sisters, what is true to divine nature. Fully true to divine nature. Scripture says he declares their standards, their teachings, abominable. That they could show no reason for them to be preserved. Because so many times when, if they were granted the opportunity to preach what is greater, what is better, rather than seeking what would truly move toward helping to save a soul, they performed the service of those who were fatally flattered, causing men in their false pride to believe that they attained what they had not, only creating contentions, my brothers and sisters, against anyone who would reprove. By no means, my brothers and sisters, will the Most High exalt those who teach men to defy, deny, or in any way rebuke the righteousness the Most High would reveal at a time when the world is in need of so much to put an end to their foolish, fruitless, vain warfare. That because none knew righteousness, none of the warfare, none of what men brought there would fight for, has brought forth what the Most High would be pleased with. Until someone knows righteousness, my brothers and sisters, the world cannot bring forth righteousness.